Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Trump affidavit set for release.
There are pages and pages and pages of probable cause.
President sets midterm stakes.
There's a race to pass the most restrictive abortion limitations imaginable.
Enticing reluctant teachers.
I just couldn't last any longer in that mental state.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New information is expected today now that a judge has ordered the release of a redacted version of the FBI affidavit that spells out what was behind the search of former President Trump's Florida estate. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt wrote that he approved the DOJ's suggested redactions to the affidavit to protect the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, the investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources and methods, and grand jury information. Justice Department officials had opposed releasing the full affidavit, saying earlier this week they are very concerned about the safety of the witnesses involved in their investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified information, some of which went up to the level of top secret.
Former Assistant U.S. Attorney David Weinstein on what we might learn.
They may give some details about how long this investigation has been going on. The benefit of transparency is going to be to let everybody know exactly what took place and to prevent people from trying to guess what's going on here.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes reports President Biden is going on the offensive with the midterm elections less than 3 months away.
We'll codify Roe v. Wade.
Testing out some campaign themes, President Biden in Maryland Thursday night argued women's reproductive rights are at stake this November.
If the MAGA Republicans win control of the Congress, it won't matter where you live. Women won't have the right to choose anywhere. MAGA Republicans don't have a clue about the power of women. Let me tell you something. They are about to find out.
2 years ago, college campuses dealt with COVID. Now, as students return, it's monkeypox. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, is prepared for monkeypox if it arrives here in the fall. Executive Director of Student Health Services, Rob Stahl, says they've ramped up cleaning and disinfectant protocols to help stop the spread.
How are you educating students?
So we have posters up in all the bathrooms on campus, as well as common spaces on campus that students are in and would access, and also providing them information about health and infectious disease in general and how they can best prevent themselves from getting sick while they're here at college.
Russia's Vladimir Putin has ordered an expansion of his military with the Ukraine invasion into its seventh month. CBS's Deborah Pata has more on a disgruntled Russian paratrooper who defected.
When the shelling began, we thought it was NATO approaching us, not Ukraine.
Paratrooper Pavel Filatiev says he served in Russia's 56th Air Assault Regiment, sent to capture Kherson early in the conflict.
It was only 10 days later when I realized there is no NATO here. It's only Ukrainians.
Do you feel tricked?
I know that we have been tricked for many years. And everything shown on state TV has nothing to do with reality. Unfortunately, now the same thing is happening in the war.
A state board in California has approved a plan calling for all new vehicles sold in the state to be powered by electricity or hydrogen by 2035. The hope is emissions from vehicles will be cut in half by 2040. The Biden administration's taking aim at some Republicans who have openly criticized the new student loan forgiveness plan, as we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks.
The White House is calling them out on Twitter. It says Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene had $183,000 in PPP loans forgiven.
But it's completely unfair.
And Florida Republican Vern Buchanan's $2 million loan got wiped.
It's not about me, but just in general, people are very outraged, I think is the best word.
Pennsylvania's Mike Kelly, about $100,000. Florida's Matt Gaetz, $482,000. And Oklahoma's Kevin Hearn, $1 million. The White House Twitter page is reposting their disparaging tweets along with receipts.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A federal judge has struck down a 2021 Texas law that prohibits adults under 21 from carrying handguns, saying it violates the Second Amendment. T-Mobile is linking up with SpaceX using its satellites to provide more users with network access around the country. They'll start text message tests later on this year. It's all systems go for a test launch next Monday for the rocket designed to take people to the moon.
The Artemis 1 mission is what NASA hopes is the start for a sustained presence on the moon. It won't land there, but launching and orbiting the moon are important first steps for the Space Launch System rocket and the Orion spacecraft.
It's all about an incremental building of capability. One builds on the next.
Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson says if this goes well, the next flight would carry humans as early as 2024.
So Artemis 2 builds on what we learn in Artemis 1, and then Artemis 3 puts boots back on the moon.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Two Florida residents have pleaded guilty in a plot to sell a diary and other items that belonged to President Biden's daughter, Ashley. Project Veritas, the group that bought the diary, is not charged. To deal with a shortage of teachers, some school districts are offering new incentives. CBS's Adriana Diaz looks at what's being done in Missouri.
Nearly 300,000 public school educators have left the profession since the start of the pandemic. In Fort Zumwalt, Missouri, Superintendent Bernard Dubray says that's due to burnout, pay, and baby boomers retiring.
Are you competing with other school districts for applicants?
Absolutely, we are. Just selling your school district.
Missouri starts teachers at $25,000 a year. To help recruit, the state passed a temporary pay bump. It also increased pay for substitute teachers and lowered their requirements, and allow districts to have four-day school weeks.
The four-day school week was highly attractive to me.
That was a deciding factor for Gwen Imhoff, who got 6 job offers. She's also pregnant and has to find her own sub during a substitute teacher shortage.
A study of more than 15,000 dogs finds exercise can cut the chances of cognitive dysfunction or dementia in dogs. The odds were more than 6 times higher in dogs that were not active. It's believed dementia can occur in 14 to 35% of older dogs.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today is what's known as Women's Equality Day. 102 years ago today, women earned the right to vote.
League of Women Voters CEO Virginia K. Solomon says the nonpartisan advocacy group has rebranded the anniversary as
Women's Inequality Day.
She says that's because not all women earned the right to vote in 1920.
Black women were left behind, and Native American women weren't even fully considered citizens until 1924.
Solomon says in 2022, voting rights are under attack. Women have lost autonomy over their bodies now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, and the Equal Rights Amendment is still not in the Constitution. She says that means
we want to make sure that people are voting for voting rights,
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Heat and drought in France have forced the earliest grape harvest ever in wine country. Usually it happens next month. How that might affect how it tastes is not clear. That's the Roundup, produced by Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.